with the shape of you. All right, Ed Sheeran on New Music Monday. So I'm going to let Emily introduce our guest today.
That's right. The guest today, the local artist of today, is actually my cousin, Andrew Glass of Marky Mayfield, located in Nashville.
That's so cool.
Yep. My cousin, Andrew. Hi, Andrew, if you're listening. Yeah, we go way back, a.k.a. my whole life.
You should join their band.
Hire me, please. I have no musical talent, but I will. You know what? I could do the triangle or like the...
There you go. Yeah. Some of like percussion stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Backup dancer. I don't know. What do you think? You like it?
I think you should try to be a backup vocalist and be like, look in the background, be really cute.
It'll sound like so bad, but...
No, not at all.
All right, Andrew, call me at 309-438-1033 if you want to hire me to be in your band. If not, though, let's just listen to the interview that Maddie has going on.
All right, let's do it.
Wow. So how many people are in your band now?
So, when you listen to, like, the recordings or if you came to see a live show, it would be, you know, somewhere between 10 to 12 people. Really, at the core, there's, like, five of us that write all the music and kind of hold the vision of what the band is together. So that's the guitar players, Landon Reeves and Adam Korsvik, and then the bass player, Carter Murphy, myself, and then Amber Woodhouse, who's another one of the vocalists in the band. So.
So how would you describe your sound to like someone who hasn't heard you guys before?
Yeah, I would definitely say it's a pop R&B sound. Lots of funk influences coming in, jazz influences. It's definitely pop music, but we're, you know, fusing in a lot of different types of genres.
Can you describe to me a bit your live show and what goes on in your show?
Yeah, we definitely encourage dancing. There's been times where I've called myself like the facilitator of the dance party. We've done like big Halloween gigs where, you know, everybody dresses up and, you know, the crowd really gets into it, dances.
What is that one thing about your band that you think stands out upon other bands?
When I think about what we've written and then, you know, what we try to do live, I think at the heart of it is just we want to make a great song that has the integrity and musicianship that comes across really authentically to an audience. So I don't think we're trying to be somebody else. I think we're genuinely trying to showcase who we are and like the journey that we've come through as musicians, as a band. And I think if you present that to a crowd or even present it on a record, you know, it can come through where people can identify with that, even if you've got somebody who doesn't really listen to a lot of R&B music or somebody that doesn't really know a lot about funk music. That I think it's really about, like, how do we make music that just moves people, you know, both figuratively and literally.
What are the things that you're working on right now?
Yeah, so like you said, the single, and there's a music video that goes along with that. And then the album itself will come out on the 26th of May, so almost a month away. Trying to just finish up a couple of the masters to the album, and I'd really like to get it out for kind of like a pre-order thing where you can get three of the songs from the album if you pre-order.
Yeah. So when thinking back on your shows, do you have one show that stands out in your mind as being really memorable at all?
Editing mistake there, sorry. But here's Marky Mayfield's song, You Make Me Happy, here on New Music Monday.
Thank you. can be your best thing, sometimes your worst thing. Not here to confuse you, don't want to lose you. Just content to be so lost in love with you. You made me so very happy. Now you're everything.
That's Marky Mayfield with You Make Me Happy on New Music Monday.
So good.
That made me happy.
That made me so very happy.
Absolutely.